You don't have to be a tough boss, babe, to be successful at your job. Our culture is rampant with this fad of boss, babe. And to be honest, the advice that I received when I first became a manager to be really tough up front, that was total crap. Be yourself. Be kind. Be genuine. Be authentic. Don't worry about this mentality of being a boss, babe. Be true to who you are. Hi, friends. Welcome to She Sells Differently, the show for aspiring women entrepreneurs looking to overcome the fear of selling and grow thriving businesses from a place of authenticity and confidence. I'm Andy Hart, and it wasn't all that long ago that I was a sales executive for a Fortune 500 company. But I knew in my heart that I was called to use my gifts for something more, something different. That's exactly why I created the She Sells Differently podcast. Each episode is going to deliver you business strategies, tools, and mindset shifts to help set you and your brand apart from our culture's expectations. It's time to elevate your sales and build a profitable, sustainable business you're proud of, one built on integrity, grace, and humility. It's time to learn how to sell differently. I am excited to share today lessons that I learned in corporate America. Not just corporate America, but being a sales executive in corporate America. And not just a sales executive, but being a woman in a very male-dominated industry. You better believe I learned so many lessons and had no clue at 22 years old what I was diving into. But the Lord is gracious and really gave me a lot of grace in learning these lessons and gave me a lot of mentors along the way to guide me and teach me as well. So I'm going to share some of my top lessons I learned in corporate sales, and you will want to stay tuned to the end because I'm going to share some bonus lessons, and those are probably my favorite. They're just the funny, embarrassing lessons. So definitely stay tuned for the end for the bonus lessons as well. So we will just dive right on in. Lesson number one, you don't have to be like everyone else to succeed. I love this one because I often would look at those around me and think, oh, I need to mimic what they're doing because what they're doing is obviously giving them success. And what I realized is you can take what they're doing and learn from that, but I need to lean into my authentic self because no matter how scary that can be at times, it was actually what set me apart from the crowd. And so learning to do that and to lean into my God-given talents was what actually made me succeed. And so coming to that realization that I don't need to be like everyone else was definitely a learning moment for me. And to be honest, to this day, it is still a daily realization and a daily lesson that I am often learning to just lean into my God-given talents. But that is something that I definitely learned along the way, that that is actually what makes me set apart from the crowd and what makes me different. Hence, one of the reasons why I named my podcast, She Sells Differently. Lesson number two, customers value transparency and authenticity. And so often we feel like we have to maybe sugarcoat the truth because we're afraid of someone's reaction. But if we're always honest and upfront, even when we don't have all the answers, I have found that customers and people in general just value that transparency. They value that communication, and they always, in the end, will come back and do business with you because they know that they can count on getting an honest answer from you. Number three, never be intimidated to be the only woman in the room. Girl, own that seat. How many times have I been in a boardroom and I am seated at the table and I am the only woman with 20 men at the table? And that can be so intimidated, but never make your voice small. Own that seat. Own that room and never be intimidated by that. The Lord put you in that place and you have a voice that is valuable and you have a gift and something to say. So own that seat. Moving on to lesson number four, the people that matter will always cheer you on and they will call you up years down the road to encourage you in your latest endeavor. They're always going to be your champion. I had mentors from years ago that when I made the leap into entrepreneurship, they called me up just to tell me how proud they were of me. That meant the world. And you are going to have those people that are going to cheer you on, and they're always going to be your champion. Hold tight to those people. Number five, never let your highs get too high or your lows get too low. Speaking of those mentors, one of my early sales mentors taught me this lesson. We had just closed a huge deal and I was so excited and I could not understand why he was not celebrating and more excited. And I remember he told me, Andy, never let your highs get too high or your lows get too low. Move on. Let's get to the next deal. Let's get back to work. And I remember that made an impact on me because if we let our highs get too high, then we'll also let our lows get too low. So it's important to remain level-headed in all circumstances and never let your emotions be too in control. Moving on to number six, you don't have to be a tough boss, babe, to be successful at your job. Our culture is rampant with this fad of boss, babe. And to be honest, the advice that I received when I first became a manager to be really tough up front, that was total crap. Be yourself. Be kind. Be genuine, be authentic. Don't worry about this mentality of being a boss, babe. Be true to who you are. As I mentioned in my first lesson, lean into your authentic self and treat everyone as if you would want to be treated. Lesson number seven, never respond to an email or a text in an emotional state. Take as much time as you need to calm down and respond with a level head. Remember, I mentioned a few lessons ago, never let your emotions take control. If you need to step back and wait 24 hours to respond, take the time. And especially don't respond over text. But take the time to process the information and respond when you've had time to calm down and you're able to respond with a level head. Moving on to our next lesson. I love this one and you've probably heard it time and time again, but for an entrepreneur, this is so important. Never, never, never give up. Tomorrow is a new day. It is so important to remember that because you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days. But remembering to not give up and to keep on keeping on is what is going to set you apart and make you successful. Number nine, there are people that are going to be manipulative and spread rumors about you, and they will do anything to tear you down. Don't be like the rest of them, girl. Be an encourager of people. And that brings me to number 10. Eagles soar with eagles and turkeys flock with turkeys. I've got to give credit to my dad for this one because he has taught me this from an early age. that eagles soar with eagles, meaning you become who you surround yourself with. So if you want to soar like the eagles, then you need to surround yourself with people that soar like eagles. Don't surround yourself with turkeys. Number 11, a simple smile goes a long way. Number 12, when someone brags about their latest accomplishment, and believe you me, in corporate sales, there's always someone around bragging about their latest accomplishment. They're usually trying to convince themselves. Enough said. Number 13, always be another woman's biggest cheerleader. I remember when I was in a sales meeting and I was one of two women in that meeting, and the other woman continually called me by the wrong name. It was very obvious that it was intentional. It was not impressive. Ladies, we need to be building each other up, not tearing each other down. Always be each other's biggest cheerleader. Number 14, treat everyone from the CEO to the janitor cleaning the restroom with the utmost respect. It doesn't matter what level, what title, what their paycheck says. Treat everyone with kindness and with respect. Next lesson. If you don't like the way something is being done, girl, don't stress about it. It is going to change tomorrow. Change is the name of the game, especially when you're in corporate sales. Your commission structure, it's going to change tomorrow. Your manager, it's going to change tomorrow. Your account set, it's going to change tomorrow. And most likely, as an entrepreneur, things are going to change tomorrow. So these lessons that I'm taking from corporate sales, they still apply as an entrepreneur. It's going to change. Number 16, your mental health is worth more than any paycheck ever will be. Which leads me to number 17. Speaking of mental health, don't ever be afraid to take the leap and walk out the door. It'll be the best career decision you will ever make. Yes, it took me years to build up my side hustle to get to the point where I could take that leap and walk out the door, but it was the best career decision that I ever made. And I am thrilled to be able to take these lessons that I learned in corporate sales. And I'm so thankful for the years that I had in corporate America that I can now take these lessons and bring them to women entrepreneurs. It brings me such joy and passion to be able to work with women small business owners. And I love seeing them flourish and thrive as they build their businesses. So last thing, I promised I would bring you my bonus embarrassing lessons. So just warning, they are embarrassing. So here's the first one for you. You will never need a swimsuit on a work trip. Just trust me, you won't. Second, ignore the flirty instant messages from creepy married coworkers. They're not appropriate. And guess what? If they come over to your desk and ask why you're ignoring them, then hey, ask him how his wife is doing. It'll shut him up real quick. Third, you're not missing out if you go to Vegas and you just go to your hotel room and read a book at 8 p.m. I don't care. There is nothing that you're missing out on in Vegas after 8 p.m. Last crazy lesson is the VP that grabbed your butt is not worth your time. He's a jerk, and that behavior is inexcusable. Hope you learned something from these lessons that I learned in corporate sales. Maybe you learned you never want to be in corporate sales or you never want to be in corporate America. Maybe you learned you are glad you are an entrepreneur. Whatever the case is, I hope that you learned some lessons from my experience. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode of She Sells Differently. Friends, it would be a huge blessing to me if you would take 2 seconds to rate and subscribe to my podcast. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Until then, I'm cheering you on in your entrepreneurial journey. See you next time.